Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton. How you doing today? How is your year starting off? I hope it is amazing. We had a lot of big shifts this week. Chris went back to work. He had been out of work since the week before the twins were born, so since like August 1st, essentially. Super long time, but of course, several months of that were the twins being in the hospital and he had to be home with Roman because I was going back and forth to Boston every day. And then once the twins came home, we just wanted to take that time together. Plus, they had a ton of doctor's appointments. Anyway, he's back at work. And we actually had a nanny start this week, which has just been such a big decision for me. But at the end of the day, I'm here all the time with her and with the kids still the majority of the time. But what it allows me to do is have one-on-one time with them every single day with each of them. And she's only going to be with us for 4 days a week. But I will get a couple of breaks to work in that time, especially when Roman's napping, which I was doing when Chris was home anyway. But I'll get one-on-one time with Roman and one-on-one time with Piper and one-on-one time with Charlie every day. And that's hugely important to me. So I'm still here. I'm still not yet working a whole lot more than I was, but grateful to be able to get one-on-one time with the kids. Okay. I hope your year is off to a great start. We've got some cool stuff to talk about today. Before we do that, I want to talk about what we are giving away. So I have been very, very open about the fact that I am on a fat loss journey, gained a bunch of weight having kids, and really, really excited about the process of losing it. And it's going really well. I feel really great about my effort and great about my results. It's obviously slower than maybe it would have been at another time of my life because I'm still needing to produce milk for two kids. So, you know, there's that. But one of the supplements that I take specifically for a fat loss journey is GBX Fit. I did an episode about it, episode 951. If you want to go back and check that episode out, I think you'll really like it. Dr. Sean Talbot is on with me and we talk about how it works, but essentially it's the first ever quad biotic, quad meaning four. So it has prebiotics, probiotics, phytobiotics, and postbiotics, specific strains that support fat loss, healthy metabolism, optimal body composition, reducing cravings. And a lot of times people will be like, well, I'm already taking a digestive for blah, blah, blah. So a probiotic for like digestive and immunity. Do I need to take this? And that's like saying I'm taking a B complex. Do I really need to take vitamin D? Because just like different vitamins do different things, and even different B vitamins do different things. B6 has totally different roles in the body than B12, than B3, than B1. And probiotics are the same thing. Certain strains are great for immunity, but don't do crap for your body composition and vice versa. So GBX Fit is probiotic, prebiotic, phytobiotic, postbiotic, all working together to support healthy weight, essentially. So that's what I'm going to give away today. I'll also link it up in the show description. But if you want to learn more, go back, listen to episode 951. I'll announce the winner at the end of the show. All you have to do to be eligible to win is leave a review of the show on whatever platform you listen. Thanks in advance for all of you who have done that. Remember, you can leave multiple reviews because you might leave a review for the podcast in general, and you might leave a review for episode 1051. But that's how that works. Okay. I'll announce the winner at the end of the show. But what I wanted to start with first, there's this quote that I believe I put in Chasing Cupcakes, though I'm not totally sure, but I'm pretty sure I did. And it came up as I was reading a book. I'm reading a book on like estate planning. And there's a quote. I'm not even going to begin to pronounce who said it, but the first name is Antoine, so I can do that. It's some French name, or seems to be French. Don't quote me on that either. But it says, if you want to build a ship, don't drum up people to collect wood and don't assign them tasks and work, but rather teach them to long for the endless immensity of the sea. So if you want to build a ship, don't gather up people and be like, here, you hammer this nail and you gather this wood. Instead, teach the people to long for being at sea. And when I read it, as I was reading this book on estate planning, I was like, this is why so many people don't reach their goals. Especially fat loss goals, right? Because they're focused on the tasks. Like, I need to eat less sugar. Oh, I need to work out more. And then with that, they tend to feel it's a burden, it's a chore, it's a sacrifice, and they're missing out and they're resentful. That's gathering people and being like, I need you to work for me. I need you to do this. I need you to put in this back-breaking labor. They're not gonna be there for long, and they're not going to be there with great energy, and it's not going to be sustainable. And the same thing is true on your journey, whether it's your journey to get out of debt, or it's your journey to improve your relationship, or it's your journey to lose weight or get fit or build a business. You have to have positive anticipation. A lot of times people think that the perspective of like missing out and sacrifice is just the way it is. It's objective fact, but it's not. It is a perspective. And it's an optional perspective. There are so many other perspectives. Let me give you an example. I love, love, love sugar. Seriously, I'm a sweet tooth person. I can say no to pasta all day long. It doesn't tempt me. Like, Chris is really into like potatoes. He loves mashed potatoes. He loves home fries. He just loves like starchy kinds of things. I don't give a crap about that. That's easy for me to say no to. But like, we're going out for ice cream. Oh, you got me, right? And for the longest time, I felt like I just was missing out, and there was all these delicious, yummy things I wanted to have, and I couldn't, and I needed to be good, and eating those things was bad. And I was not very successful. And even now, right, I told you at the top of the show, I'm in another fat loss phase. When I have those thoughts, and they do arise because I love ice cream, and I don't want to eat it on the regular because I want to reach my goals. But what I do is I remind myself how good it feels to feel good, how good it feels to wake up in the morning and be proud of myself, how amazing it feels to watch my body change. I will tell you, the best part, you know, I lost over 100 pounds, 10 years ago. The best part was not getting to the point where I could go into a store and buy clothes off the rack and not have to get plus size clothes or whatnot. The best part was how I looked forward to seeing the journey unfold every day, looking in the mirror and being like, wow, like I can see it. I can see it happening. Or, you know, watching my body get stronger in my workouts and fitter and more capable. Seeing that happen was the best part. I choose to sell myself that perspective all the time. All the time. And when I say all the time, I mean multiple times a day, not just every once in a while. I have to choose the perspective of like, look, I can have ice cream. I just can't have it every day, and I'm not going to have it today. But you know what? Maybe next weekend, I'm going to have some. And in the meantime, I'm doing this because this opens up my life, being fitter, being healthier, feeling amazing in my body. It opens up my confidence. It improves my relationships. It improves my energy. It improves literally every aspect of my life. There is nothing that is untouched when I get fitter and healthier. And I sell myself on that perspective. I manufacture enthusiasm and positive intent. And when I'm Eeyore about it, like, thanks for noticing me, this kind of sucks, this isn't fair, what's the point? I struggle. You have to create this. You have to sustain it. You have to amplify it. You have to manufacture positive intent. It's a choice. It's a decision. And look, if that's a struggle for you, and at times it remains a struggle for me, put yourself around people who also do that. Whether that's in the Primal Potential Facebook group, or it's in a mastermind, or you have like some network of business builders, or you belong to a CrossFit gym, or whatever it is, invest in those communities. It's been a couple years since I joined a mastermind because, you know, I've been having kids every single year for the last few years. But I joined a mastermind for 2023 at great expense, like extreme expense, over $30,000 for the year, because I know that it will return so much more by being in an environment of people who are excited about business, being in an environment about with people who are excited about designing their family in a way that reflects the ideal that they want. It being in an environment of people who work really hard and who take excellent care of themselves. Put yourself in there and look, yeah, some of these options are very expensive, but a lot of them are free or very affordable. The Facebook group, for example, is free. Put yourself in those environments if you struggle with manufacturing your own positive intent. Okay, that was what was primarily on my mind. We got a bunch of great questions, and I encourage you, if you have a question or a topic that you want to hear about on the show, just let me know. Reach out, DM me on Instagram. That's probably the easiest way. Okay, somebody said, I saw the consistency calendar in your stories. Do you sell it? All right, if you didn't see the consistency calendar, let me tell you about it. Last year, I bought one of those giant year-at-a-glance calendars. Like, it's like, you know, 4 feet by 5 feet, and it goes on the wall, and it has on one single large poster every month, every day. And what I was doing, I got these little stickers, like they're like the size of a pencil eraser essentially. And I had three different colors, and they were like green, red, and blue. And each color was assigned some objective that I had, like lifting weights or not having sugar or writing. I think those are what they were, but I don't really remember. Anyway, if I lifted weights that day, I got the corresponding color sticker. If I avoided sugar that day, I got the corresponding colored sticker on that day. And I really, really loved seeing the stickers. Plus, it was a great visual reminder, like, oh, gee, hasn't been a blue sticker in a few days. Like, got to get that one today. I'm a very visual person. It was super helpful for me. So one of my clients took that idea along with her own experience and desires and whatever. And she created a template, and I reached out to her, and I'm like, oh my gosh, that's so cool. Could we work together to kind of merge what you've done here and your skills and talents with what I want to have for clients? And so we put together the consistency calendar. It's part of the consistency course. And essentially the way that it works is it's like a traditional wire bound flip calendar that you would, you know, get from like the Audubon Society or whatever. I don't know why I just thought of birds, but I did. Anyway, on every day, there's three different colored circles. There's a red, a blue, and like a teal. Okay. And then along the left side, outside of the date box, is like three big circles in those colors for you to write what the colors correspond to. So for the month of January, for example, I have this fat loss goal. Let me get to January. Mine are follow the golden rules of carbs and fat loss. That's number one. Number two is intentional movement. 4 days a week, that's lifting, but every day I want to do some intentional movement, meaning like I go for a walk on the canal, or I do a burpee EMOM, which is what I'm doing today, or I lift weights. Anyway, intentional movement. And then the third is time spent on my next writing project. And then every day when you do that thing, you fill in the circle with the corresponding color. If you're visual like me, it's freaking amazing. I do not sell them outside of the consistency course, but they are part of the consistency course. So if you're in the consistency course or you want to be, then you can opt to have me send you the calendar. I don't automatically send it to everybody in the consistency course because I know not everybody likes paper things. Some people are purely digital, but it is an option for everyone in the consistency course. And if you're wondering what the heck I'm talking about and you want to see it, make sure you're in the Primal Potential Facebook group, because we have a January journaling focus. And so I've been posting pictures in there pretty regularly. The next question says, how can you be consistent, committed, and disciplined in one area, but not in others that seem easy? So let's say you're like consistent and committed and disciplined in your work, your career, but you're not consistent, committed, or disciplined in like cleaning up your kitchen at night when that seems to be so easy. This is actually really, really common. common that you crush it in one area. Maybe like your home is super well taken care of and you're disciplined. And even if you don't want to pick up or you don't want to follow the laundry, you fold the laundry, you always do. And you're like, how can I show up there and get it done and overcome apathy or not feeling like it? But when it comes to like nutrition, I'm a train wreck, even though that matters more to me and is more significant and I want that more. There's a few reasons that this is so super common. One of them is focus and not keeping the things that we want top of mind all the time. So maybe on like Sunday afternoon, you're thinking about how you're going to eat really clean this week. But then on Wednesday at 5, that's nowhere near your mind, right? You're thinking about how you're tired and all you want is pizza. And that goal is not top of mind all the time. That's one of the big problems. It's also one of the reasons I love the consistency calendar, because it's just right in my face all the freaking time, because I have it where I spend a lot of my time, whether the kids are around or not. The other reason that this is a very, very common thing to be crushing it and consistent and motivated and executing in one area but not another is this whole notion of like pain versus pleasure. With my home, and this has been a transition for me over maybe the last like 6 to 9 months, I have a lot more pain associated with not keeping my house clean than I do with the work it takes to clean it. It used to be for me that like cleaning was a chore, and that was way more of like a resistant thought than actually cleaning. Now the idea of like having laundry pile up or having dishes pile up, that is more painful to me than actually doing the dishes. This is what happens a lot of times with food. Yes, we want to eat healthy and we want to be fit, but we have more pain associated with eating well and being disciplined than we do the alternative. Your pain and pleasure associations drive everything. So if you are one of those people, it goes back to the quote about the ships and longing for the sea. If you're one of those people that thinks like, oh, it's such a chore, what a pain in the butt, you're going to struggle, because naturally, even on the subconscious level, we are drawn to pleasure and we seek to avoid pain. So you got to work on those pain and pleasure associations. This is something I do consciously every day around like food and overindulging. Yeah, sometimes it sounds good to just like eat all the cookies. Oh my gosh, they're so good. I don't want to stop. But I have to associate more pain with that than I do pleasure. Like, I don't want to wake up the next morning and be like, oh my God, that wasn't worth it. Why did I do that? Right? I don't want to feel super low energy. And I know that I will at least 30 minutes, if not sooner, after eating those cookies. The pain and pleasure associations are a big one. And then lastly, excuses. One of the things that I found really fascinating, so when you come into the consistency course, I have everybody fill out an intake form. And one of the questions on that form is, what are your most common excuses? This is one of the things. This tells us so much about not only why you struggle, but what you need to do to overcome the struggle. For example, if you use like, I'm too tired as a reason to not eat well for dinner and order out and overeat or eat poorly or whatever, that's one of the main reasons that you're committed in one area, but you're not committed in the other. Like, I never told myself I'm too tired to get up and go to work when I worked in corporate America. I was one of the first people into the office. I was one of the last people to leave. Yeah, I was tired all the time, but I didn't play that card to not go into work. And yet I would play that card to not work out. So what your excuses are and where and how you deploy them is one of the big reasons, but we are the thinker, we are not the thought, so we can change those stories. Like now, I was just talking to a client about this today. I'm super tired all the time. I have newborn twins and a one-year-old. If I get 2 or 3 hours of sleep a night, that's a lot for me in this phase of life. And when I have that thought of like, I'm too tired to cook a healthy meal or anything along those lines, I remind myself, if I eat poorly, I make myself more tired. Do I want to be more tired? And if I eat well, I give myself energy. I build back energy. That's what I'm after. So that's a big thing at play here. Okay, last question, and then we're going to talk about who's getting GBX Fit, my supplement that supports fat loss, quadbiotic. When will you write another book? I'm actually working on it. I'm working on it now, but it's a kid's book. So I definitely have more adult nonfiction books coming, but I just have to wait for a season of life where I can work for more than like 15 minutes at a stretch. So I really want to publish one or two children's books this year in 2023, but nonfiction's got to wait till the kids are a little bit older because I just don't have the time. It takes so much time to write a book, like so much time. And I just don't choose to take that much time away from my kids right now. But kids' books, hopefully, too, this year. That's the goal. All right, GBX Fit. Iron Manda, which is a really, really great name, by the way. Iron Manda. Email me, Elizabeth@primalpotential.com. Tell me you were the winner for today's episode. Include your mailing address, and I will get GBX Fit in the mail to you. All right, everybody. Happy New Year, if I haven't said that already. Let's make it great. Talk to you soon.